May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to another inspiring episode of the silsila, Spiritual Cures. Wherever you may be in the world, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. A reminder for all of us that when you are making dua for yourself, your family, your community, then include the ummah as well. Make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu that for the sake of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, He Azza wa Jal grants relief to the ummah, shifa, cure to those who are sick and suffering, maghfirah, forgiveness to those who have passed on, and protection against the oppressors. Dear viewers and listeners, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have once again some calls, some questions regarding different matters, and so you are urged to have a notebook, a diary, a journal, so that you can jot down, write down the important madani pearls of advices, along with the wada'if, the awrad, the litanies as well, inshallah al-kareem, and use that as a reference book. Perhaps you may be going through these things that we will be discussing, or you may know somebody. In the future, you may be experiencing it, and share it with good intentions. You'll earn reward for that, inshallah al-kareem. Let's make some good intentions. As the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. And أفضل العمل النية الصادقة, that the best action is a truthful intention. So make the good intentions right now. That, oh Allah Azza wa Jalla, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of your beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi wa Alaihi Wasallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, inshallah al-kareem. The truly wise, smart and intelligent person is one who fulfills his or her purpose, which is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who does as much good as possible in this short life, this precious life, in this valuable time which is ticking every day. Read some amount of the glorious Quran, start with 3 verses and then gradually increase. Go over the translations in English from Kanzul Iman and the commentary from Miftahul Ihsan, and throughout your day, recite the Dhikrullah, Salawat, Durud-e Paak, Istighfar. Make sincere tawbah and repent in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Do as much good as possible. Abstain from sins. Fulfill rights of people. Be punctual with the salahs. Perform them properly. Learn and practice the sunnah. Study the seerah. Learn a dua for the day or something of deen for the day. Above all, as believers, as Muslims, as ummatis of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we should live our lives in obedience to our Creator, our Sustainer, our Nourisher, Azza wa Jal. In obedience to our beloved Master, the final Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is mentioned that the person who recites Salat ala Nabi Durud-e Paak 50 times every day, the beloved Master, the final Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, said that I will shake hands with that person on the Day of Judgment who does not want to shake the merciful hands, the blessed hands, the pure hands of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So instead of wasting away our short precious life in useless conversations, in unnecessary conversations and useless activities, with all these entertainments out there designed to distract and divert our attention and to waste our time, and social media as well, let's plan and prepare properly. for comfort in the grave and salvation on the day of judgment through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's request our beloved team and our director Saab to please go ahead with the first call for today. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
My question to Mulana Nushad Sahib is, how can a person have a good death, and what are the signs of it, and what are the factors that contribute towards a bad death? Please enlighten us on this, Mulana Sahib.
Allahu Akbar. If you ask any person, each and every one of us, you will say, I wish to have a good death. And when we talk about a good end, we mean a good end with iman, with faith, with your beliefs intact. That's the only end which is a good end. Because no matter what good a person did in their life, no matter what they accomplished, but if they left this world without iman, then there's no benefit in the afterlife. Because they chose that life that has no beliefs, no iman, no faith in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so it's most important for you and I to study our deen, to understand it from qualified, authentic teachers and sources, to apply it in our lives and to share it with others. Why am I saying this? Because all of this, if a person wants to have a good end, or if a person has a bad end, all of that is dependent upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is dependent upon the hidden plans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is dependent upon how we live our lives. So that is one of the serious questions I want you to ask yourself. I need to ask myself as well. Talk to yourself, ask yourself, how are you living your life? In obedience, in submission to the laws of my Creator, or in submission to my desires, my opinions and my thoughts, my ideas and concepts, in obedience and submission to societal pressures? Oh, lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lovers of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lovers of Sahaba, Ahlul Bayt and Awliyaullah, how many people? They meet their end in very unfortunate ways, whilst committing sins, whilst drinking alcohol, whilst in a state of intoxication, whilst watching movies and dramas, whilst listening to music, whilst dealing in drugs, taking drugs, OD, overdose, whilst violating people's rights. Plenty are there. How many commit suicide? Allah. And yes, on the other hand, there are many fortunate people who have left this world whilst performing good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us amongst those people and grant us such a death in a state of sajda, prostration, whilst reciting the glorious Quran, whilst listening to the glorious Quran, whilst listening to a kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a state of i'tikaf inside the masjid, whilst going to the masjid, whilst performing tawaf in Makkah Sharif, in Medina Sharif, whilst going for Hajj, going for Umrah. Allah. One of the du'as that we should make every day, or some of the du'as, is, oh Allah Azawajal, please protect my iman. Please protect the iman of my family members, my children, and my future generations as well. Please grant me a good shaheed maut on a Jumu'ah day, whilst fasting in the beautiful city of Al-Madinatul Munawwarah. Zadha Allahu sharafa wa ta'zeema. Grant me burial in Jannatul Baqi. Grant me al-maut in the blessed month of Ramadan and entry into Jannatul Firdaus, the highest heaven, in the closeness to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that kafa bil mauti wa'idhan, death is enough as advice. A man came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and complained about hardness of the heart. The beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, contemplate over the conditions of the graves and heed warnings about being raised after death. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentions a lengthy hadith. And I want you to think about this seriously. That what kind of a person am I? Am I a pure body in a pure soul? Or a dirty body in a dirty soul? The hadith mentions, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in the summary of the hadith, at the time of death, angels approach a person. If the person was righteous, the angels address the soul and the person and says, oh pure soul, come out. You remained in a pure body. So exit whilst being worthy of praise. There's glad tidings for you of comfort, of happiness and pure sustenance. And your Lord is not displeased with you. The angels, they continue to say this until the soul separates from the body. Subhanallah. We come to know that there's no need to pull out a righteous believer's soul with force. The soul on its own exits the body after hearing these glad tidings. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said that the soul of that righteous person is then taken to the sky. The doors are opened. The doors of the sky. The portals of the sky. The angels of the sky ask, who's this? The angels who brought the soul say that this is so and so. The angels of the sky, they say, welcome to the pure soul that remained in a pure body. Come, you are worthy of praise. There's glad tidings of comfort, happiness and pure sustenance. And your Lord is not displeased with you. All angels of the heavens, they continue to say this until the soul is presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other side, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa sallam has also said, if a person is evil, the angels say, oh wretched soul that remained in a wretched body, leave, leave. You are worthy of condemnation, for you are tidings of boiling, scalding water, pus, and other such punishments. The angels continue to say this until the soul separates from the body. It is then taken towards the sky, the portal, the doors of the sky are knocked upon, and the angels of the sky ask, who is this? Angels who brought the soul say, it's so and so. The angels of the sky say, there's no welcome for him. This is a wretched soul that remained in a wretched body. Return condemned. The doors of the sky will not be opened for it. It is then thrown from the heavens until it reaches the grave, meaning Sijjin, the prison, which is beneath the seven earths. Which direction will I go to? Will I be present or presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or will I be imprisoned in the prison of Sijjin for torture and punishment by the angels of punishment? Am I a pure soul or a wretched soul? In a pure body or a wretched body? Who am I? Ask yourself that question. The great sage and scholar, Imam al-Ghazali, rahmatullah ta'ala, he says, a person dies in the state that he lived his life. A person dies in the state that he lived his life, and he will be resurrected on the day of judgment in the state that he died. We come back to that question. How am I living my life? What action points can I do? Well, if you're listening to this message, if you are alive, you have ability. Sincere tawbah. Sincerely repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't delay. They say, that the devil, Shaitan, the cursed and disgraced one, he is full of tricks and traps. He is the deceiver. How he deceives people. That he won't tell you through his wasawis, through his evil whisperings. He won't say, don't make tawbah. He won't say, don't repent. But he does. This is a saying that he will influence the person. Make tawbah tomorrow. Make tawbah tomorrow. You still have time. When tomorrow arrives, again, make tawbah tomorrow. Don't worry. You still have time. You're young. You're healthy. You eat good. You exercise. Still got many years ahead. What about all your plans and goals? Your short, medium, long-term goals? Come on. Focus on that. Later. Tomorrow. And how many of us fall in that trap of procrastination? I'll do it tomorrow. You want to do something important? Okay, I'll do it tomorrow. I change the reminder from today to tomorrow, from tomorrow to next week to next month. Before I know it, the whole year is gone. And that important task still stuck, unaccomplished. How many people had goals, had dreams in life that I want to accomplish these things. And before they could even start, they are no more. They are gone. Just a memory. You and I. We'll also become a memory. Maybe. If people remember us, if my family and children remember me, we don't know. What type of training am I doing to my next generation, my offspring, my children? So action points. Start living in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's for our own benefit. One shot only. This short temporary life is the one chance. And yes, Shaitan has his distractions in the entertainment industry. The sports, the movie, social media largely, the music industry. All these distractions, that's what it is actually. Entertainment to consume your time. Your precious, valuable time. Time is ticking. Another action point is dua. Make dua on a daily basis for a good death with iman. Cement your relations with your parents, with your relatives. Because the narration says that this lengthens one's age and saves that person from a bad death. The one who is habitual with the recitation of Suratul Kafirun, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, when they're going to sleep. And after your du'as and surahs, Ayatul Kursi, Suratul Fatiha, and other surahs and wada'if, your last thing that you do before you close your eyes and completely doze off is to recite Suratul Kafirun. The one who's habitual with that, inshallah al-Kareem, will pass away with iman. And we all can practice upon that. We all know Suratul Kafirun. If a person doesn't know, then get in touch with Dawud Islami. We'll teach. We have qualified educators and teachers, even online, via QuranTeacher.net. One-on-one classes are available according to your time, your convenience, from the comfort of your homes. Madrasatul Madina online is available. Other facilities are there for our children especially. Madrasatul Madina, Jamiatul Madina, Darul Madina Islamic Schooling System. Even your local Madani Markaz Islamic Center of Dawud Islami will have these facilities. Specialized classes for grown-ups to learn. Correct your pronunciations. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, will also receive motivation to practice upon these things. So Suratul Kafirun, the last thing we must read before we sleep. If there is a need to talk, to engage in any conversation, then recite Suratul Kafirun again and sleep away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our iman, the iman of our family members, our children, and our future generations as well. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please go ahead with the next call. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
To the honorable host, brother, my question today is, what brings blessings in one's sustenance and what are the factors that stop it? If you could elaborate, I would greatly appreciate it.
Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Blessings in sustenance. something we all want also. We all want more blessings in our lives, in our income, in our homes, our family, our children as well. True barakah. It's not having mountains of wealth. It's true barakah. According to the scholars, kathurahumullah, is that what a person earns, they're able to meet their necessary needs and they are happy, they are content. That what you're earning, of course, from halal sources, that you're meeting all of your needs, what's necessary, and you're content. A Sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu once humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the world has turned its back to me. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do you not remember the tasbih, which is the tasbih of the angels and all creation, by virtue of which sustenance is given at the break of dawn? Subh Sadiq. Recite this tasbih 100 times. What is a tasbih? It's further mentioned that the world will come to you disgraced. That Sahabi left radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. After some time, he returned. And he humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the world came to me so abundantly that I am astonished. Where to pick it up, where to put it down. Allahu Akbar. That tasbih is Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah al-Azim. Astaghfirullah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah al-Azim. Astaghfirullah. Easy, simple. You all can practice upon this. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah al-Azim. Astaghfirullah. Our Imam, Al Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah alayhi, says that the recitation of this tasbih should be done at the break of dawn, Subh Sadiq, otherwise before Fajr. When the Jamaat of Fajr starts, then one should join it and then complete the remaining number after the Jamaat. The day when it is not recited before Salah, it can be recited before sunrise. Another easy wazifa to read, recite the following 300 times. After Salatul Fajr, Allah willing, your worries about sustenance will be removed. The duration for this recitation is 40 days. Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu. 300 times. After Salatul Fajr. This wazifa you can find in a beautiful booklet called Sparrow and Blind Snake on page 38. If you want that book, get a hard copy from Maktabatul Madina, the publications department and bookshop of Dawat Islami, or download it for free from dawatislami.net. Keep in mind, whatever is obligatory upon us, that we must do to the best of our ability, whether it's salah, zakah, fulfilling rights of people, staying away from sins, what's obligatory for me, I must do those things. Then inshallah al-kareem, if we practice upon these wada'if, these litanies, these invocations with good intentions, and we do them correctly, inshallah ta'ala, you will see good news. You will receive glad tidings, inshallah ta'ala. Another beautiful, simple, easy wazifa that we all can do. The person who recites the following 300 times, and salawat, durud sharif 300 times at sunrise, Almighty Allah will grant him sustenance from a place that he or she had never even imagined. And if the person recites it every day, then Allah willing, that person will become wealthy and prosperous within a year. Recite at sunrise time 300 times, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. That's it. And salawat, durud-e-paak 300 times as well. This wazifa you can also find in the same booklet, Sparrow and Blind Snake, on page 33. And let me share one more with you, inshallah ta'ala. Recite Suratul Waqi'ah, the whole surah, one time, every night, after Maghrib or after Isha. The person who does this, inshallahul kareem, will never face destitution. So try to start with these. If you can't do all, start with one and then increase, inshallah ta'ala, you will see immense blessings in your life, in your home, in your sustenance, in your income as well. Can we go ahead with the next call, please? Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
I hope you are doing fine. A beautiful show. And just to inform Mona Sahab, you know, my grandparents always look forward in watching and they wait, in fact, for the Spiritual Cures show every Wednesday. I have a question. How can one remain safe from viruses? And if a person does have a virus, what can they do or read to remove it?
Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us against the different types of viruses, infections, plagues that are out there. So many of these viruses, you know, never existed before. And now in the age of technological advancements and sophistication and AI and even the health sector, medication and science has made, you know, improvements and leaps and bounds of success. But so many different types of viruses are present. Who knows, maybe some of them are created in labs intentionally. At the end of the day, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely in control of everything. A leaf does not fall to the ground without His permission. A grain of sand does not move from its place without His permission. This we believe it. But we must be firm in this. And this is connected to tawakkul, yaqeen, trust in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, shaitan is going to flood your mind, your heart, your thoughts with negativities. You're making dua. Why are you making dua? Where's the acceptance of your dua? You don't see the manifestations of your dua. You're making dua for shifa, cure, from the virus that you have, from the sickness that you have, the infection that you have. You're not getting cure. Allah. He tries to sow seeds of doubts in the heart. And a person with, you know, not enough Islamic knowledge may start doubting that, hey, what's this man? That person there, they don't read salah, they don't do good. I mean, they're so like pompous and arrogant and, but everything is working out for that person. I've got this infection, this virus. I'm bound to my bed. I'm in and out in the hospital or visiting the doctor. I'm on so many meds. I'm trying to read my salahs. I'm trying to do good. I'm giving sadaqah and charity. That person there, never compare. Never compare yourself to other people. Unless. The narration says that if you compare yourself according to worldly terms, material terms, material items, if you compare yourself in that regard to those who have more than you, then you will never be grateful for what you have. You will consider the bounties that you do have as insignificant. What do I have? I'm jobless. I've got this disease and infection. I've got health issues. So many calamities and problems in my life. And this, the list will go on. I'm sure there were many problems in your past, many mountains of mayhems and difficulties and calamities that you had in the past, even sicknesses and viruses, but you overcame them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you the ability, the good health, the shifa, the cure, to overcome all of them. Now something else is there. This too will pass. The storm does not remain permanently. The storms in your life, they don't remain forever. They will dissipate. But we need to build certain things. We need to build our patience, our endurance, our perseverance, our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once you do this, that's the first action point to keep turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua. Ask Allah azza wa jal. He's the one who grants cure and shifa. He's the one who places the shifa, the cure in the medicine, Allah. He's the one who responds. He's al-mujib. The one who responds, who answers du'as, supplications. Never ever stop your salah, your du'as. Continue. And every du'a that you make, make it with a conviction that my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His mercy will accept my du'a. So make it from the bottom of your heart. Please ask others also, pious people, ulama, scholars, students of deen, to make dua for you. Ask your parents to make dua for you. Ask your children to make dua for you. So the virus is a sub-microscopic infectious agent that replicates itself exclusively inside the living cells of a host organism. And once it is inside a host cell, the virus hijacks the cell's internal machinery, and it forces it to make thousands of copies of the virus. So it spreads. Now this process, it frequently kills or damages or mutates the host cell that results in illness. So visit your GP, your local doctor, to determine what type of virus this is. Of course, before that, remember, your du'as must continue to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for shifa, for cure. Recite the glorious Qur'an Sharif. The Qur'an is a cure, a shifa also. Then go to the doctor. Ask the doctor to do the necessary exams and whatever tests, blood tests, to determine the type of virus, and then they will prescribe whatever treatments. And I'm going to share with you a very simple thing to do, to recite. In fact, if a person wants protection against eye pains, ear pains, body pains, and any type of virus, any type of pain, then recite the following 3 times in the morning and 3 times in the evening. Very easy. Allahumma aafini fi badani. Allahumma aafini fi sam'i. Allahumma aafini fi basari. La ilaha illa anta. Easy. So 3 times. Allahumma aafini fi badani. Allahumma aafini fi sam'i. Allahumma aafini fi basari. La ilaha illa anta. 3 times in the morning, 3 times in the evening. Recite Durood e Paak before and after as well. At least 1 time and make dua. Get in touch with our spiritual cures branches, Ruhani Ilaj branches near you, and ask for the ilaj treatments as well, and start practicing upon that. You will receive free ilaj treatments for any type of virus, even if it is a chronic disease or any type of problem in your life, whether it's financial, whether it's domestic, spiritual, medical, etc. Dawud Sami has these free services for the benefit of the ummah. Take advantage of it. And the success rate is very high, alhamdulillah, through the mercy and fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you too can benefit, inshallah al-kareem. You can also download the free app, online istikhara and ruhani ilaj, spiritual cures, and request for istikhara checkings and request for ilaj treatments as well. Until next time, if you think good, you will speak good, you will do good, and good things will happen, inshallah al-kareem. Please keep safe. And keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are. suffering from.